the best grandpa in the whole world.
It all began with Bobby's dream, of course.
Don't you see it, Grandpa? It'd be great! And you can do it for me!
Bobby, since your mommy died, I've given everything an old man can give you. But to lock you inside a Toy Town store for the night? How can I do that?
But Grandpa, you're the night watchman security. You can do anything. Please, Grandpa, please. It'd be our first Christmas together.
Boy, I have to be crazy mad to even let this thought into my head. But I promised your mother, I promised her I'd never say no to you when it counted. And this really counts to you, does it, Bobby? Don't it, eh?
The old grandfather looks into the eyes of his grandson, Bobby, and then says,
from that look, that's what I was afraid of. Bobby, my boy, you sure made me a stupid promise.
Maybe it was Bobby's mistake to have made his grandfather promise so absolutely. But maybe it was the old man's mistake to have taken him so literally. Or maybe it was Bobby's mistake to want his dream to come true so desperately. And even if the biggest mistake was yet to be made, there was no turning back.
Ready, Grandpa? Ready? Everyone's gone now. Grandpa, you can't back out now.
Bobby, are you sure you want to do this?
It's got to be tonight. It's got to be. This is December 23rd. Tomorrow, it will be Christmas Eve. This is my last chance to make our first Christmas together perfect!
Boy, I gotta be out of my mind. But go!
The instant the doors click shut hat behind him. Bobby's hand was reaching for the first toy to unwrap.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I have the best grandpa in the whole world. I bet no other kid ever got to spend the night before Christmas Eve in a toy store. Sheesh!
Snowdrifts. The snowdrifts grew deeper and deeper and much icier as the night passed through. While the old man watched over his grandson from a distance through sleep-shrouded eyes. But dawn broke very suddenly with a staccato touch.
What? Mr. Ronson, sir, what are you doing here?
What the manager of every toy store should be doing December 24th, Olivier? But why the blazes are you sleeping out here? Never mind. It doesn't matter. Now let's open up.
Grandpa and Mr. Ronson!
I don't believe this, Olivier. You've been with the company for 24 years, and now this?
I only wanted to.
I knew what you wanted, Olivier. You and the boys wanted to steal us blind. What other reason could there be for the child being in the store in the middle of the night?
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Never mind what you have to say. Get out, the both of you. Olivier, you're fired. If I find one tin soldier missing, next inventory, I'll know where to look.
Mr. Ronson, it's unfair.
Out.
Little Bobby Olivier, the grandson, thinks to himself as he's leaving the store. He grabs some kind of computer game.
Well, if he's going to fire Grandpa for being a thief, I'm going to be one then. Even if I can only steal this one little toy. I'm sorry, Grandpa. I'm sorry. I didn't think.
Shh. Bobby, we'll talk about it when we get home. I don't want to get Mr. Ronson even more upset.
So, on a cold Christmas Eve,
we come back to the Olivier home.
Blasted! Here I've got the greatest grandpa, and because of a meanie, this is going to turn out to be our worst Christmas ever!
Little Bobby Olivier kicks over the Christmas tree.
Bobby, no! Mr. Ronson, he was within his rights.
Not to call us crooks, Grandpa! Not to call us crooks! Besides, he didn't show much Christmas spirit, did he? So there!
No, I can't say he did, Bobby.
Well, I just bet he'll be sorry he said we were crooks. Santa will hear that, and he won't like it neither.
And he won't like it neither.
And he won't like it neither.
The old grandfather shook his head and didn't even stop to look back at the video game his grandson was busily playing. Not even when the haunting melodies started to flow from it. Amid all those beeps. If he had, he might have noticed that it was a game he had never heard of before and wondered where it came from.
Where it came from.
Where it
might have learned that Bobby took it from the toy store that night. And who knows? He might have found it in time. But he didn't. No, he didn't. Toy Town Store.
Hey, imagine! Ronson fired old man Olivier on Christmas Eve, and then he kept the rest of us here until midnight cleaning up. Man, the man's always was a creep, but this is a new low.
Done with another good year. And now it's time to go home too. But as Mr. Ronson stepped towards the sliding electronic doors.
What? The doors, they slammed shut. But how strange!
But how strange!
But how strange!
The manual control for the electronic door! It isn't opening either!
It isn't opening either!
Wait! There's something very wrong here! Ink! Why in the blazes?
Why in the blazes?
Every electronic toy in the store is racing towards them in a fast, violent way.
Mr. Ronson could move. Every electronic toy left unsold in the whole store seemed to be set upon him. But of course, that's not possible. You know it's impossible. Mr. Ronson knew it was impossible. But someone forgot to tell a little boy that on a very unhappy Christmas Eve, a boy who played the chilling game of electronic ghosts and came out the winner, the winner, the winner.
You are listening to... Let me get my glasses back on. I need to go to the eye doctor. All right. You're listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. Winnipeg. The University of Winnipeg. All right. I just read to you Ghosts number 110. From March, the year 1982.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw. Yeah.
Okay, that is the last that I will read to you tonight on Comic Book Radio Theater. The last. The last you get. I must go up the chimney and onto my sleigh. And away, away, away I go. All right. This has been Comic Book Radio Theater. We do this late night, Saturdays, CKUW 95.9 FM. We begin at the strike of one, and we try to go to six in the morning. Depends on my energy. Depends on my energy. I will, however, gift you with one more thing. I'm going to do a little bit of a music mix before I get out of here. Hopefully you do enjoy it. Yes, hopefully you do. All right. I guess to all ends that ends well. Is that how the saying goes? Never mind. All right. Take care of yourselves. Hopefully you have a great week. Come back next Saturday night, 1 a.m. to 6 a.m., Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm your host, Martin Howell. Martin R. Howell, get that right. Get your name right. All right. The 95.9 FM. We do this from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Sharpen my stare, stealing. My favorite heroes are Spider-Man and my Uncle Fred. My favorite heroes are Wonder Woman and my mama. My favorite heroes are the Hulk and Great Aunt Molly.
Underoos, they even come out heroes against warm water and detergents.
Batgirl and my daddy.
Be a Christmas morning hero. Give Underoos the gift that's fun to give.
Superman and my dynamite mother.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It's a working microscope.
But it's really a robot.
What a great tank.
And a plane. And a robot.
These are the Transformers, one of the fastest selling toys in America. If you want one for your kids this Christmas, go now while stores have a good selection.
The Transformers. More than the
Folks, these robots are hot. Get them by Thanksgiving weekend so you can give them at Christmas. Transformers from Hasbro.
I really ought to quit, but I can't give up.
Quality Records proudly presents Mini Pops Christmas. This beautiful new package includes all the words. Ideal for family sing-alongs. Mini Pops Christmas. An album for all to enjoy. Mini Pops Christmas. A delightful album from Quality Records. It's in stores now.